The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, with the festive period well and truly upon us, many people will be taking a well-deserved rest from the ongoings of their busy lives, many opting to gorge on delicious Christmas food and maybe having a lie down or two that they wouldn't normally have. But how do you manage that indulgent season where you're probably eating a bit too much, drinking a bit too much and not getting the exercise that you normally would? Well, I'm joined now in studio by former Dublin hurler and founder of Sports Physio Ireland to find out what we should do, how should we handle it. Joey Boland, good morning and welcome.
Hey Pat, thanks for having me on.
It's a tough time to stay on it.
It is a tough time, but the most important thing is it's a great time of the year, you know, and we have to enjoy ourselves. So we have to start off on that footing. And to manage it, it is difficult to manage it. And I suppose I was thinking before I came on, it depends where you are. You know, if you've worked really hard to, say, you know, be in shape or to look after your health all year, you don't want to throw it all out the window.
But it won't go that quickly, will it?
Well, you know, 2 weeks. I was thinking this. It depends how heavy your lead in, you know, your Christmas work dues are, yeah, you know, all the way into Christmas. But it's so important, I think, to socialise and to enjoy yourself. But to manage yourself, I think there's two key things, you know, from a nutrition and from an exercise point of view. It's just planning. Like, you know, if I'm looking at the next 10 or 12 days, if I plan a kind of a social walk, for example, with my family,
yeah,
and we just kind of put it into the calendar and say, look, we're going to get out, we're going to do Hoth on this day or that day, I think that's manageable. And we all kind of agree to it. So that kind of advanced planning for getting out and about.
Now, a hike is a hike and a walk is a walk and a stroll is a stroll. So does it do you any good just to have the stroll?
I think so. Yes. Yeah. Just if you can do 15 minutes, that's better than do no minutes, you know.
It's better than 15 on the couch.
Exactly, yeah. And as I was saying out in the hallway there, you know, the couch to fridge steps, you know,
they don't count.
They don't really count, you know.
Couch to fridge. Now, there's a thing you talk about, which is the health span. What is the health span?
It's a passion of mine, Pat, especially when I've got, you know, elderly parents and elderly relatives. And in the profession that I'm in at the moment, I've seen people over the past 10, 15 years, our lifespan in the last 100 years has gone from 53 years of age to 83 years of age,
yeah.
You know. So that's a huge increase in the length of time that we're living. But when we're talking about health span, we're talking about, you know, when you hit your retirement age, are you able to go for that, you know, stroll? Are you able to, if your niece or nephew, you know, plays in the Camogie County Final in Turles, are you actually able to go to watch it?
Yeah.
Or has your health caught up with
you? So the idea, the health span is that part of your life where you're almost guaranteed to be healthy.
Exactly, yeah.
From maybe childhood, with all the childhood illnesses, and then you get into your teens, and that's when it starts, I presume.
Yeah.
That's when you expect to be healthy for the foreseeable. Mm. And then as you get older and older and older, you know there may be trouble ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Inevitably, you know, maybe a bit of arthritis, a slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to try and extend that health span as much as you can.
Mm. And, you know, it's health span comes down to just general fitness. And with fitness, you're either improving it or it's coming in on you. It's coming in on you. So what we do today, tomorrow, over the next couple of weeks and years really does make a difference. And it really tells the difference if you're able to go for that hike, if you're able to play with your grandkids, if you're able to go to that GA match when you're hitting retirement age versus not, you know.
What are the predictors of injury, for example? I mean, are there ways in which they can live life so that they minimize the prospect of injury, never mind illness? That's a bit harder to prevent, I suspect.
Exactly, yeah. So one of the biggest predictor of future injury is past injury. So you've often seen somebody who has had a bad back maybe 10 years ago and they're, you know, consciously avoiding doing certain movements, you know, and studies do show now that the old injury causes the person to have a thing called fear avoidance. So they avoid using their back muscles, you know, and they kind of get straightened up and, you know, if they're reaching in out of their car, they kind of do it.
And actually, it's that fear avoidance that causes they're not using it. So if you don't use it, you lose your strength and your mobility. And that's the biggest predictor of it going again. So by somebody thinking they're protecting their back, they're actually not doing it particularly any good at all.
And there are all sorts of household things that you could be doing that are exercise. I mean, if you're using a vacuum cleaner, you're actually exercising. If you're bending down to empty the lower tray of the dishwasher, bending and stretching up and down, up, you're actually getting some exercise in spite of yourself.
And from a health span point of view, you know, as you progress through your life, you know, if you're noticing that you can't get down to the lower press anymore, or you can't do what you used to do, you can go seek a personal trainer or whatever and work on that. And it doesn't have to be gone forever. You know, you can regain it no matter what age you're at. The body is the most amazing thing that we've been gifted, and it can regenerate and replenish really quickly. So, for example,
I was looking at an elderly dog on a program last night about dogs' trust in the UK. And the poor dog had been locked up in a cage forever. Mm. And all the muscle wastage on its hindquarters, an older dog. But with love and care, they got it back. They got it back to lots of mobility, running around, chasing a ball, which was amazing.
And that's what I could see on a daily basis. People often come to us and they've got a knee injury. But that knee injury, it's more than the knee injury. It's what have you been doing for the past 10, 15 years? Well, I've had a busy lifestyle. I've got three young kids. I've commuting to work. You know, we understand. But maybe, you know, this Christmas period is a chance to, and one thing that I always say, it's like, just reflect back on what was 25 like and what can 26 be, and use this kind of downtime to kind of make some plans around that.
Now, what about nutrition over Christmas? I mean, a lot of people get their calories from the pints, which obviously you advise them to moderate, but they may give it a lash from time to time over the Christmas period.
100%. I was out yesterday with a couple of the lads. We went to the Camden to watch a football match.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have any other option. Like, as in, there's chips, there's chicken wings, you know, it is what it is, you know.
So you go for it.
You go for it. Like, there's no question that you wouldn't go for it. But my thing is, what's today going to be like for me? You know, so for example, today I got up, I had a decent enough breakfast today. Yeah. And back to my kind of original thing, planning. And I was actually chatting to my wife about this. It's okay to say no. If you're going to neighbour one, neighbour two, and then your granny's house, it's okay for one of them to say, actually, I'm full. You know, you don't have to accept the sandwiches and the Mrs. Doyle.
Oh,
you will.
Now, the question of balance, deteriorating balance, why does that happen?
So deteriorating balance comes from lack of practice of that balance. So your muscle wastage, and then the nerves that innervate that muscle basically turn off. So balance is actually the easiest thing to come back to talk about that dog. If your balance is poor and you stood on your leg for, say, stood on your, you know, tried to balance for 20 seconds today, and you tried to do 20 seconds tomorrow, you did that for 6 weeks, your balance would come back very quickly, no matter what age you are. You know, so it's an amazing...
I thought balance is to do with the ears, isn't it? And the
it's to do with the ears, but it's a lot to do with the local muscles, and the local ankle and the local knee.
You're putting a pressure on it to stand on one leg. So therefore, if the muscle's not used to doing that, it won't do it well.
It won't do it well. But if you stand on one leg, your brain, that part of your brain that connects to that ankle, will say, oh, actually, I'm needed now. I have to kick back into gear, and your brain can grow. That part of your brain can grow, and then it'll send nerves down to that area, and it'll improve your balance.
I would suspect it's quite important, the number of times you hear about older people who fall, and that's the end of them, you know?
And this is the biggest thing for me. It's if you notice that you can't get down to the press as much as you used to, or get up the stairs or whatever, you can do things about it and get a specific kind of exercise routine, even for 10 or 15 minutes a day. Because once you fall, you need to be able to protect yourself on the way down, number one. But God forbid there's nobody around. You have to be able to crawl to a desk, have the strength in your arm to pull yourself back up and call help.
You know? So your final bits of advice now as we head into the most indulgent time.
Well, number one, enjoy yourself. Number two, plan some social exercise, be it a walk or whatever people can do. And number three, kind of, at the start of the day, plan what house visits you're going to, and you kind of know exactly what your limits are.
Learn
how to say no.
Joey Boland, former Dublin hurler, founder of Sports Physio Ireland. Joey, thank you very much, and a very happy Christmas.
Thanks, Pat. Merry Christmas
to you. Now, still to come on the show this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.